that for a bunch of reasons. For the DJ Stephens reason, because when he came here, he was just a guy from Mitchell, hadn't played a whole lot of point. But you're getting him with the Lawsons. We'll see what happens with him. He's developed. Remember DJ and the development there into a guy who's capable of leading the conference and scoring. So you love those stories, right? You love those stories where you see the development all the way through. There wasn't necessarily that in Joe's story. Here's the other part. To my knowledge, and at least publicly, Jeremiah has never, I'll put it this way, pointed the finger elsewhere.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Jeremiah has never made it about, I can't have success here because of the coach.
Yep.
And look, there were two sides with Josh and Joe, okay, both sides. But I've explained it to you before, and I've laid it out. You know, I've always thought there was a little bit too much finger point with Joe, a little bit too much resentment, right? You had a great career. Not everyone makes it. There's not that with Jeremiah Martin. What has there been? There's always been high road, right? Always been, I love this city, I love this university, and those are the guys
yep.
that end up going down as the most beloved. So you did a great story in the sense that you're right. It's a story that we're not celebrating enough.
Right. Because
we are not celebrating enough, John.
Well, because
this kid's going to be one of the most beloved. He should be.
I promise you, it ain't like he couldn't.
Because it's got everything that makes a good story. It's got everything in it.
It ain't like Jeremiah couldn't have gone somewhere else at a high major level and played. I mean, he was a leading scorer in the AAC last year.
Especially after he proved it last year.
Yeah.
Right?
That he could have gone to a lot of places. Mm-hmm. A lot of places. And I honestly think 99% of players in his situation would have. I really believe that. Because it happens all the time for lesser reasons than what Jeremiah was going through. I mean, Jeremiah Martin was going through a turnstile of coaches, of staffs, of teammates, of injuries. I mean, he would have been, I would dare say, I mean, justified in saying, you know what, I gave it a shot at Memphis. It's just too much around me, too much chaos around me, and I want to try to go somewhere where maybe I can find some stability and some success in an NCAA tournament run.
Well, that's another good reason to hire Penny Hardaway, because he helps you keep a guy like that, right? You're not it changes the decision a little bit when Penny's there and you say, holy cow, this thing may get back to, I mean, that's key in this.
What a stroke of luck for Jeremiah. Mm-hmm. I mean, talk about a kid who needed it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a stroke of good luck, because who doesn't want to be a part of that?
It may not get to, like your story, to Memphis basketball and what it usually may not get to that in this fourth season if it's some other coach.
It won't. It just can't.
There's no way it pops back this fast.
I mean, like, if they would have hired, you know, I'm just going to throw it out there, Damon Stoudamire, right? People would wrap their arms around Damon and they'd be excited about Damon.
Excited. It's not the same.
But it's not the same.
No, it's not the same.
Because he's not, you know, Penny Hardaway. Only Penny could give this program the jolt that he did. And because of Penny, the program changed overnight. It truly did. The excitement, the passion.
Level they're recruiting.
The level of
that they can or capable of recruiting.
All that changed overnight. Mm-hmm. And by extension, so did Jeremiah's senior season. And that's why he's still here. And as you saw on Tuesday, big part. He's still going to be the center of things on the court. You know, everybody talks about Alex Lomax and Tyler Harris, and in time, That will be justified.
They'll pass the baton, right?
Yeah, exactly. Right. But for now, this is Jeremiah Martin's team. It is,
mm-hmm.
and for a lot of reasons, it probably didn't have to be, but it is. And you can read about it. I talked to Andre Turner, who
his former coach.
Yeah, his coach at Mitchell. I talked to Penny and Jeremiah as well. Jeremiah was very open and honest as well when we got a chance to talk on the side there earlier this week. So. You should check it out over at The Athletic. Jason has a piece up about the game from Tuesday. As you know, Jason is going to be in Baton Rouge, apparently, on Tuesday.
I've not made that commitment, brother. Please don't put me down. Don't make the commitment right here on the show.
It's a long drive, bro.
Trying to figure that out.
It's a long drive.
What's that game on, anyway? Be on ESPN. You wouldn't be on ESPN3, right? You'd get that on a decent...
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah. Let me look. Let me see. I'm sure it's got to be on ESPN2 at least, right?
Ben, if you don't mind... one more time for John Martin getting that story up at The Athletic on Jeremiah Martin. One more time, a round of applause.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Fantastic job, John.
I appreciate it.
I
want
to make sure that every time you've got a story up, we do a round of applause.
Thank you very much. Okay. Production. Production is what you get, baby. Results. All right, when we come back, lots to come in the rundown, including Christian Dawkins. the NCAA, not the NCAA, but the college basketball middleman apparently was trying to pay the number one player in the country.
What?
James Wiseman?
What?
That's the latest. We'll talk about it when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Download the official 92.9 FM ESPN app, the radio.com app. Listen anytime, anywhere, and favorite us today. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS, Memphis's sports station.
Enjoy some of the greatest burgers in town with today's Perks Deal. Half off a $20 gift certificate from Elbow, last burger on earth in Midtown. Elbow serves up burgers the old-fashioned way, using fresh, never-frozen patties infused with a twist and great flavor combinations. Try some of their favorites, such as the Bomb, the Mac and Cheeseburger, the Hasseltine, the Phoenix, and more. Elbow also proudly serves up great sides like their fresh-cut fries, local artisan chips, and delicious salads. You'll also find a selection of local drafts and bottled favorites. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
It's a whole new ball game at Samstown Hotel and Gambling Hall Tunica with the new sports book. Get in on the sports betting action with the wall of big screen TVs and roomiest seats available in the comfort of Samstown's exclusive sports book lounge. You can cheer on all your favorite teams. Put your sports knowledge to good use and win big. Must be 21 or older. Other restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 888-777-9696. 'Cause it just feels right. Samstown
Casino. Carhartt, the strongest name in quality work gear and everyday wear. Ariat, the top boot brand for all walks of life. When you're in need for quality jeans, shirts, and boots, think Frontier. Frontier Western Store in Olive Branch features thousands of square feet of merchandise at everyday low prices. They have tons of Carhartt denim jeans, dungarees, carpenter pants, in a wide variety of colors and sizes. Frontier also recently expanded their Ariat apparel selection. Stylish jeans with modern fits for men, women, and children. Outfit the entire family at Frontier, and you can outfit them from head to toe. Boots are the most important part. Frontier boasts dozens and dozens of styles of boots, whether you need them for work, dress, or play. Come try on all the latest boot trends as well as proven classics. You're guaranteed to find your next favorite pair at Frontier. Frontier Western Store, 5880 Goodman Road, Olive Branch, or shop online 24/7 at frontierwesternstore.com. Family owned and operated since 1967.
Many people think the key to winter weather driving is getting better traction, so your car will go when you want it to. And stopping, it's not all that it's cracked up to be. Unless, of course, you actually need to stop. And then it's exactly what you want to happen. You know, to avoid cracking up your car.
Let the Pep Boys pros improve your stopping power and you'll have more worry-free power shopping. We'll inspect your brakes for free. Plus, if they need replaced, get up to $120 off a Wagner Premium Brake Service through November 21st. Joy to the drive. Only at Pep Boys. Up to $60 per axle after mail-in rebate. See restrictions at PepBoys.com.
Let's up your life with Let's.
Looking to raise the standard on Christmas gifts this year? Come see us at Lads for the perfect golf car to surprise your loved one. We have them in new and used models with plenty of options to add and customize. The all-new club car Onward is sure to be the talk of the household this holiday season. Lads, Witten, and I-40, or visit us online at ladsonline.com.
Lads, up your life with Lads. Lads, up your life.
There's a difference between do-it-yourself and do-it-for-a-living. At the Home Depot, we get that. And we're here to help pros get the whole job done better and faster. Get the lowest price on the things you need with bulk and volume pricing. Then get it all where you need it and when with buy online, pick up in store, or job site delivery. You save time and money. When you've got a job, we're on the job. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM, and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Back, Jason John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Every day at this time, I'd like to do a little thing we call the rundown. Why don't we get to it, BD?
Now,
It's The Rundown. The biggest midday stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Big win for the Memphis Grizzlies. Big win for the Memphis Grizzlies. 89-87 last night over the previously one-loss Denver Nuggets. They are now the two-loss Denver Nuggets, and that was a good team. We talked about it to lead off the show. A lot of good to talk about out of that one. Marc Gasol was good, obviously. 20 points, 12 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 blocks, 2 steals. He really filled up every column in the box, and including the 2 game-winning free throws there with 4.6 seconds left. Jaren Jackson, the rookie, the unicorn, also very good as well. 20 points, 7 rebounds, 3 blocks. All were good to see. He was very active. The one thing we did not discuss at length in the open was Mike Conley. We did talk about the shot he hit, the runner he hit, the floater he hit there late to put him up 4. That was obviously crucial and necessary. But John Martin, he was not good offensively, as you pointed out, particularly from a shooting standpoint. Still struggling. 2 of 9 from the floor yesterday. 0 of 2 from three-point range. Did not get a free throw in that game, John Martin. Was not able to get to the line. Finishes with the 4 points, as we said. Did have 8 assists, 3 rebounds. Heard him asked afterwards about his struggles. And he basically said, look, tonight was a night for everybody else, right? I was trying to do everything else since my shot's not dropping. And Mark and everybody else and Sheldon Mackey pointed out, stepped up and did it. And that's what a team's all about. And he's absolutely right about that. But there is no question, John Martin, that he is struggling. If you look right now at where he is in his career and where he is in terms of his shooting numbers, run this by you. 35.8% from the floor through 10 games. That is a low mark. It's, in fact, the lowest he would ever be. It would be the lowest in his career. Keep in mind, last year was bad, but we throw last year out because of the injury. Only played 12 games, shot at 38%.
Yep.
At 35.8%, which is what he's shooting from the floor this year. This isn't 3. This is from the floor. John, it'd be significantly lower than anything he's done. It'd be significantly lower than what he shot as a rookie, 42.8%. Let's take it a couple of categories over. Three-point percentage this year, lowest in his career at 28%. He is struggling from the field. As a rookie, he shot 33% from three-point range. So you can see it now. At the age of 31, he's not shooting well. And that's why I told you the age, John. You tell me. Is he starting to look it? Is this rust from the Achilles? Like, what can we pin this on? What's going on with Mike Conley?
You bring up great points there. There's a lot going on with Mike. Age, the fact that he's coming off a very difficult injury in an Achilles.
All that factors in, has to.
Took a year off, basically, from, you know, organized basketball. I think it's a combination of the 3 things.
Is it a slump or is it all of it?
Well, this is what I believe. The Mike Conley San Antonio Spurs series version is gone. Whether that's because of age, whether that's because of the injury. Like, I don't think we know that Mike Conley cannot play worse than what he's playing right now. Of course. Like, this is the worst he would play.
That's, yeah.
But
from a shooting standpoint, there's no doubt about it.
I do think it is fair to wonder how good he can be again. And I think that's something that we had really not previously considered. And honestly, that's what makes last night so impressive. They won in spite of Mike Conley last night.
Boy, I made them open, yes.
He did nothing. I mean, he hit a big shot in the run, you know, in the lane with that runner, and it was a big one. But outside of that, he didn't do anything. He just didn't. And, I mean, Sheldon Mack was the one who delivered Marc Gasol the pass, you know, that led to the free throws that iced the game.
We've talked about at the end, you almost feel more comfortable with Sheldon Mack in terms of down the stretch.
Listen to the broadcast.
Who's going
to
hit a shot for
listen
you?
Listen to the Grizzlies TV broadcast.
It is weird that we are here.
Revan is saying, get the ball to Sheldon Mack. He ain't saying, get the ball to Mike Conley.
I mean, I never thought we'd heard such a... But to Brevin's, to that point, I feel him on that. Because right now where Mike Conley is, you got no confidence in terms of his shot toward the end of the game. Sheldon Mack shooting the ball confidently right now.
You know, we'll start there. I don't think we're going to see the Mike Conley that we saw in the playoffs 2 years ago.
Well, we said you had to. Remember before the season, you said you had to hit that guy, right, for this thing that had to be good Mike and Mark. and you needed a Conley averaging a 20 to 23 points. That's not happening right now. He's averaging about 16. It's gone down. Look, a few games ago, he's right at 19, 20 points. But he has not, these last few games have got him down to what, I think 16.7 last I looked.
I mean,
yeah, 16.7.
I wonder if it's the fact that he's 31 years old. It's the fact that he's coming off the Achilles. It's the fact, honestly, that is his edict this year, that he knows he has to do that. And so, therefore, he's taking 14.8 shots a game, and he might be doing it at the cost of efficiency, mm-hmm. which is how he's always played his entire career, mm-hmm. to the level of frustration to some Grizzlies fans, and that's why the percentages are down.
Yeah, but no free throws last night tells you he's not getting to the basket like he used to. You know what I mean? Like when you are struggling, and when Mike has struggled with his shot in the past, the one thing he's always had and been able to fall back on is his ability to get to the rim. Right, and then get to the free throw line. We're not seeing that. Gets no free throws last night. So again, it's layered. And to your point, John, about age, I know we look at him at 31 and say, well, wait a minute, Mark's a couple of years older. He's playing well right now. And we say, well, it shouldn't be age. Well, keep in mind, and you and I have talked about this, you've had one season where he's played a full 82?
Yep.
I got it pulled up now. Three out of his first four now, you can basically give him three full seasons. 53 the first year, but there's 82, 80, 81. After that, the numbers start going down. 62, got that last 80, 2012, 2013, then 73, 70, 56, 69. Obviously the 12 last year. John, at 31, let's be real, it's a beat up 31.
It is.
With his injury history,
no doubt about
it's a beat up 31.
And his size. I mean, just him being
You saw it last night. He's trying to take charges. He's getting knocked around. Now, here's in defense, we're trying to break this down. But one thing to Mike, he's never going to get the calls, is he?
No, he's not.
Ben, you made this point this morning. I think maybe you're right. Go ahead and say it, man.
Okay,
I don't want to, because it's a good point.
The officiating last night was brutal. He should have gotten his first technical because he wanted to, and you know Mike, he's a good dude, and he holds back. But, like, he clearly was not getting calls that should have been there. And he still only had 4 points. I mean, that doesn't, discredit the fact that he had a bad game.
He was clearly off. Yeah,
a great stretch. But I felt like last night he got the bad end of a whistle, and he should have gotten some calls that he did not get.
I think this is a great point. I love that Mike is high road. I love that he doesn't do like you see with these other players, and it's constantly back and forth with the ref. We love that. But I wonder if Bennett's got a point in the sense that you can see Mike, as frustrated he is, he's not getting these calls. Maybe in this league now where we give all the attention, the guys are giving the refs the hardest time, you know what I'm saying? Maybe getting that one, maybe that's what you got to do. I'm not telling you that's not going to solve Mike's shooting issues, clearly, but I do wonder if there's maybe some validity to that. If maybe he screamed at one of them that you kill, get a tech, maybe they give you some. Because he doesn't get the respect he deserves at this point in his career when it comes to, the way he's getting thrown around out there.
I think that's something that you have to consider. It's not just the fact that he's 31. It's the fact that he's 31 coming off an Achilles. It's the fact that he's 31 coming off of, years where he's getting beat up. He's had broken faces. He's had broken backs. He's had, the Achilles. I mean, the guy has just taken beating after beating after beating. And at some point, that just does catch up with you.
I hope that's not the case.
My thing back with last night is, I don't have it in front of me, but, there was a million fouls called in that game, but Mike Conley can't get to the free throw line. Like, that's kind of where I'm like,
some of that. And being able to get there would help because, as we've said, getting to the line has been a thing that Mike could do to kind of get it back on track when he's been off. Was not able to do that last night. A little mix of maybe you should have gotten a few calls, yes, but another mix of, look, you got to do it yourself.
Right.
You can't just, can't settle for threes and jump shots either. I'm not at a point yet where I'm ready to say, John, it's all of that and it's catching up to him. Because if you just watch him get up and down the floor, right, I mean, there may be something to the rust thing. But if you watch him get up and down the floor, he looks healthy. He looks healthy. And with that said, you said it earlier, I don't think he can get much worse. That's why last night was such a good win for you, because you're able to pull it out with him struggling. I think he can only get better. Certainly the shooting percentage can only get better. As we said, it's a career low. And so
over the course of a season,
it has to. I'm not ready to say Mike's done. It's all caught up.
I'm not saying
he's still
done.
Averaging 16 points a game. He's still averaging, six assists a game.
I'm just saying.
Still effective for
him. Is it realistic to expect him to return to the form that we saw 2 years ago in the playoffs? That is my question.
It's a valid question.
Now, the good news for the Memphis Grizzlies, is that amidst the struggles of Mike Conley Jr., there's been an emergence, a rise from the ashes, like a phoenix. Shelvin McAvely. Who hit a huge three last night.
A couple of them.
Trey Lyles made the mistake of leaving McAvely, rest in peace, wide open. He's going to make you pay. Come with me. I'm the point guard for the Memphis Grizzlies. You like that?
That's not bad. That's just right good, off the cup
yeah,
there.
Right off the top. Right off
you're
the top.
Regular, you're a regular Eminem, man.
He was on the remix for this song. You remember that?
Who, Shelvin Mack?
No.
Oh, sorry.
Eminem, dude. Eminem, gotcha. 50 Cent. Penitentiaries is packed with promise makers. Never realize the precious time that is wasting.
We're going to settle.
You didn't think I knew that, did you?
No, I didn't.
Did I impress you just there?
Not really.
Let me get some applause for my knowledge of the Hail Mary lyrics.
Then at some point, you're going to have to stop with that or he'll keep asking.
Sorry.
Yeah. It's going to mess up the show. We're going to settle something when we have Matt Moore on. I am going to ask him.
Okay.
If Shelvin Mack's been a keyword revelation, if he could go that far.
He can hit that open three, man.
Yes, he can. Dude, he may be their best offensive option on the perimeter down the stretch.
This is
true right now.
You know what? This is my philosophy when it comes to Shelvin McAvely. Smoke him if you got him.
What is that possibly? How does that?
I don't.
How's that?
But that's just
here?
How I feel.
Smoke him if you got
if
him.
If you're open, Shelvin.
Shoot him if you got him.
Smoke him if you got. All right, I got one real quick before we get to Matt Moore Bennett. If you just
next story.
You can just let this roll. Jameis Ramsey committed to Texas Tech earlier today. He, at one time, up until the end, I mean, he was a Memphis target. He came in for Memphis Madness. I believe it was an official visit. But he's from Tech. We talked about this yesterday. He's from Texas, Duncanville, Texas. And it's hard to get a Texas kid out of Texas. The same way it's hard to get a Memphis kid out of Memphis. It's just kind of the same thing. And so Sip and Texas Tech win this one.
Oh, Sip.
But there's a round two, ladies and gentlemen, in December in Miami.
Bennett, you might need to get a scoundrel drop on that one. We're going to have to make Sip an enemy.
I mean, I hate to say it. I hate to do it to him.
He's getting players of Memphis trying to recruit.
I hate to do it to him.
Now you're going to play him this year, too.
He's behind enemy lines now.
Sip used to be my coach of the Memphis Hustle.
Now you're into the enemy.
I'm sorry, Sip, if you listen. Enemy.
Sports is tough.
Watch yourself. Watch your back.
When your idols become your rivals.
Next story.
All right, that's going to do it for us for the rundown.
I have a story.
Oh, you have a story. Oh, excuse me. What would you like to say, Bennett?
I just wanted to say thank you to the Wing Guru for blessing me with my sack lunch was subpar today, and I just needed a little kick. And the Wing Guru came by and brought us some wings, and it's just done the trick.
But they're not going to bring more, okay? So, I don't know what your agenda is here.
His agenda was just say how good they are.
But they are delicious.
It's factual.
Open up the sinuses. For sure. All right, we'll come back. Matt Moore going to join us. We'll talk to him about the Grizzlies, about the NBA, about the Nuggets. What else are we going to talk to him about?
The Revelation.
The Revelation. The Book of Revelations. McAvely, rest in peace.
We're going to settle this.
We'll come back. Matt Moore, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Germantown Hardware Paints is family owned and operated by the Wagners since 2001. You can take their prices and compare them to any big box store. They're going to match them. Best of all, they're going to beat them. Take care of all your grilling needs. Football season is here. We're in the thick of it, so you're going to want to make sure that your tailgating setup is elite. Take care of that at Germantown Hardware and Paints. They've got Big Green Egg. They've got Weber. They've got Primos and all the accessories you need to make that setup perfect. Germantown Hardware and Paints.
Now, there's rules to this if you're going to go to Germantown Hardware and Paints, and particularly when it comes to the Big Green Egg. Don't be like John. You get yourself a Big Green Egg, you're feeling like a big man, and you put three little boy burgers on that thing. Big Green Egg's going to handle a lot more than that. Trying to school John on that. Listen, if you're not a Big Green Egg guy or gal, maybe you're a Weber Grill guy or gal, as John said, they're the largest dealer of Weber Grills in the Mid-South. Also got all the Benjamin Moore paints you need that's going to help you pick out just the right color for your project. They're at Germantown and Poplar, or you can get at them online at germantownhardware.com. That's germantownhardware.com.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup. That means whether you're downloading big files, swiping credit cards, or emailing your sales team or customers, your business can go on even if the power goes out. When you're a business owner, you need speed and reliability. For a limited time, make the switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond AT&T. Get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month when you add two voice mobility lines. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offerings 11/21/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-375-2621. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-375-2621 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-375-2621 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-375-2621.
Car guys know not all motor oils are created equal, because when your engine hits 75,000 miles, cheaper motor oils won't do. That's why Valvoline created full synthetic high mileage with MaxLife technology, designed to fight sludge, condition seals, and better protect critical engine components as your engine ages. Keep your high mileage ride driving well into the future. Valvoline. Trusted for 150 years. Now at Advance Auto Parts, buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage and a filter for just $33.99. Terms and conditions may apply.
One of the most important things we do for our health every day is brushing our teeth, yet most of us don't do it properly. Quip is a better electric toothbrush created by dentists and designers to help make brushing your teeth more simple, affordable, and even enjoyable than you could have ever imagined. This is Eric Hasseltine from 92.9 FM ESPN, here to tell you about Quip. One of the great things about Quip are the sensitive sonic vibrations that make it easy on even the most sensitive of gums to use Quip. Plus, Quip has a built-in 2-minute timer pulse that every 30 seconds reminds you to switch sides, which gives you a fuller, more even clean throughout your mouth. I love Quip because it's delivered right to your door, and it gives you a great brush every single time. It's backed by over 20,000 dental professionals, and it's so simple to use. Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/92.9 right now, you'll get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/92.9. Brush the right way. Brush with Quip.
Join Christian Brothers University for one of their upcoming graduate programs info sessions. Christian Brothers University has you covered to accelerate your career or get ahead. Thursday, November 8th at Rosa Deal School of Arts, room 111. Reception at 5:30 p.m. Info session at 6 p.m. Go to cbu.edu/graduate and register today. Christian Brothers University can help you accelerate your career or get ahead. Go to cbu.edu/graduate now for the upcoming graduate info session Thursday, November 8th at Rosa Deal School of Arts, room 111, Christian Brothers University.
Catching a game in all 30 pro ballparks and walking away with a home run ball. Check. Whatever you're getting ready for, come into Supercuts for our attention to detail and signature hot towel finish. So you're not just ready, but super ready. Check in online today.
Enjoy some of the greatest burgers in town with today's Perks Deal. Half off a $20 gift certificate from Elbow, last burger on earth in Midtown. Elbow serves up burgers the old-fashioned way, using fresh, never frozen patties infused with a modern twist. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
Guest appear on the Sportsbook at First Jackpot Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Winning Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and as promised, his name is Matt Moore. He covers the NBA for the Action Network, and he joins us now. Matt, what's going on, man?
How much? How are y'all doing?
We are getting through.
Appreciate you joining us.
The Grizzlies are bipolar again, so it feels like 2012. So that's where we are. So on a scale from agnostic to catching the Holy Ghost, how much do you believe in the Grizzlies?
I'm in the pews.
There you go. I just got in them today. Pews. Yeah, I like that.
I'm checking football on my phone, but I did put money in the plate. That's about where I'm at. I think you know, I think, look, I maintained last year that Mike Conley was just that important. And no one around the league really want to talk about it because Mike Conley's not Russell Westbrook or Chris Paul or James Harden or Steph Curry. But for what Memphis does and where their talent level was at, they were still going to be dragged down by what the roster was last year. But they would have been competent with Mike Conley. And that competency level puts you in a position to win a lot of games. I think that this year we're seeing that having Mike and Mark on the floor, you have a base level of competency on both ends. If the defense and offense, that means that you're going to be able to compete just about any night. It's going to be, there'll be nights when you don't have it, when those guys don't have it, and you will struggle for sure, just like every NBA team. But over the course of 82 games, that combination with, especially with the retool that they did around them with smart players like Garrett Temple and Kyle Anderson, that's going to put you in a position to where you can compete. I think the losses to some baffling ones, the Kings one is fine. The right. Kings are playing really good basketball right now. The Kings one is okay. It's not great. It's okay. The Suns one is the one that you shake your head at and you go, oh boy, here we go again. But you don't, you know, I always think that there are different kind of profiles of teams. And what you want to be is you want to be the team that you beat everybody that is worse than you, and you compete with the teams that are at your level.
Right.
And you probably lose to the teams that are better than you, and you hope that you can figure out a way to win that matchup in a playoff series. The Grizzlies are going to be a team that are all over the place. They're going to be able to compete with some of the best teams in the league, and they're going to be able to lose to some of the worst teams in the league. Maybe they can build a more consistent formula as they go forward, but that's who they are now.
Man, we've been talking about the curious case of Mike Conley's shot here lately. I agree. I mean, for the, you know, he's averaging 16.7 points. You'd like to see that up a little higher, but that shot at 35.8%, I think right now would be a career low for him. What do you chalk it up to most? Is it rust, which is kind of still where I'm at, or is this, you know, the toll of a, you know, of a lot of injuries over a career, maybe catching up to a 31-year-old? Which side do you lean to?
Yeah, I mean, there's concern there because I've seen guys that were really good shooters have a prolonged injury absence, come back, and then it's not the same.
Yes.
It's just not the same. Kirk Heinrich, the guy that comes to mind. Kirk was a really good shooter.
No doubt.
Until he suffered an injury. And then from that point on, Kirk's just not a shooter. Just never came back for him.
True.
But I think Conley will probably get there. The other thing I think probably to keep in mind is, and we're seeing this a lot when I talk to guys around the league, in the early going, the scoring was up. Everybody was going up and down the floor. There was lots of energy. Guys are exhausted. Guys are already exhausted by that start. And because you're having to cover so much space on the floor now defensively, it takes a lot out of you. And I think for a guy coming back from injury like Mike is, and a guy with so many responsibilities, that's probably going to impact his legs. He's also, he, like a lot of veterans, is going to have to play himself into shape. So, and on the final end of it, look, it could just be one of those. I always think about it this way. If you have a month where you shoot 36% from the field, nobody cares if it comes in the middle of a season where you shoot 45% the rest of the time.
That's right.
It's only, but if it happens that first month, it's, oh man, is he broken? So you got to wait and give him some time and hopefully he'll come out of it. But there are a number of reasons I just listed of why that could be. And the only way to find out which one it is to kind of wait for the rest of the games to come.
Right, right.
What do you make, Matt, of the way that the pieces around Mike and Mark have kind of fit together? You know, they add Kyle Anderson, who had his probably best game of the year last night. Garrett Temple has been pretty good overall, especially at home. Shelvin Mack, frankly, has been, like what we like to say, a revelation in his time with the Grizzlies. He's won them a couple games, had a big three last night. What do you make of the way that the pieces have fit around with this Grizzlies team?
Really well. I mean, you're just seeing, to me, Garrett Temple is such a huge one. And the ones that I've sat down and really broken down the game on, the Jazz games in particular, Temple's spacing, his awareness, like just the fact that he doesn't get lost on defense, he doesn't make critical mistakes, he's not sloppy with the ball. If you're going to play the style that the Grizzlies are, you got to be careful with the ball, and that's why Shelvin Mack's going to be a little bit of a roller coaster, but you want Shelvin Mack because you want him to be kind of a little bit more, you want him to kind of push the envelope a little bit more. To put in Spurs terms, he's kind of that Patty Mills type player that pushes the envelope just a little bit, and they need that as kind of a spark. I think they've put athleticism and size along with awareness around them, and I think that's working great. I love what I've seen from Jaren Jackson. How can you not?
Yes.
I think the team itself is really well constructed, and whether or not they make the playoffs is going to be built around – you know, can they get the production that they need? I look at basketball from, you have the scheme and the personnel, but also you need the production. Like, sometimes you just need the numbers, and getting those numbers is going to be a struggle night by night. But I think the talent is there for them to do it if things go right for them.
Matt, I need you. John and I have gone back. We've fought over this. I need you to settle it for us. Would you go as far as to call Sheldon Mack a revelation? That's the key word, revelation. Has he gone that far for you?
Jazz fans are certainly calling him such. I'll put it that way. Opponents are putting him in that category. They're like, where did this guy come? The Jazz had him, and they're like, this isn't who he is. And it's like, well, it's who he is with Memphis, and it's an early go, and there will be some rough patches. But I'm a strong believer that I've liked Mack for years. I like his game. I think he plays well as an NBA guard. And I think a lot of it's, you have to be in the right situation. You have to have the right opportunity, and he's getting that.
Yeah.
And Memphis needs a guy like that, and it's working out.
Listen, the Nuggets are 9-2. I don't think they need to blow anything up. But last night, I mean, for Jokic to only take one shot it be the last one in the game, was that just an off night for Jokic, or was that Mark Gasol forcing him into that?
I think it's a little bit. So there's like a million theories on what's going on with Jokic. That's his third game like that. He is on a streak now where he's just not shooting. He's just not scoring.
Something's up.
And some people believe that the emphasis on defense, because he's been so much better defensively this year, has exhausted him and taken too much of a toll on him. And he's not in good enough shape to be able to do what he needs to on the offensive end. Some people think that the loss of Will Barton and having to put Torrey Craig and Juancho Hernan Gomez in lineups is more inconsistent, and Craig's a non-shooter, that's messed with what's going on with Jokic. There have been games like they beat the Jazz, and it was simply a matter of the Jazz played him in such a way where he could tear him up with passing, and so that's what he kind of focused on. I think Mark in particular presents a really tough matchup for him. I think Memphis in particular, these teams that play this physical, really aggressive style are going to give him fits, which he better learn now rather than later about how he's going to have to force his way through that and respond with aggressiveness. Otherwise, he's going to be in for a rude awakening in a playoff series.
Did you expect this offensively this soon from Jaren Jackson?
I didn't when they drafted him. I didn't either, man. I was so low on him as a prospect because I looked at him and I was like, I don't trust the shot. And if he can't space the floor,
Amen.
He's just
that's
another big that's like tapping the ball up. And then I saw him about two games in summer league and was like, well, I was wrong.
Me too.
Right, that was stupid. And so I'm not necessarily surprised by what he's doing because, you know, I saw him, I watched the games from the one in Utah, and then I watched the games, and then I was in Vegas and saw him up close and personal. I was like, God, he's just got such good feel for the game.
Yep.
Like, he's just got really great. And that is the thing that is really hard to judge in college because the game is so different. And when you see it in an NBA environment, you get very quickly a sense for it. The one the other night versus the Jazz where he just blew by Rudy Gobert and scored on him, that's a big-time move from a player like that. And his confidence level, I think, is growing. It's going to be important to make sure that there are lineups that he works with and that he keeps it up. He'll hit walls and probably hit the rookie wall at some point. But, man, the future is so bright for 3J.
I tell you what, I mean, we were both wrong. There's no doubt about it, Matt. I didn't want to draft him either. But in our defense, though, he was so little used to it, Michigan State. It just gave you more reason to doubt it, right? I mean, like, what was Izzo doing? I'm trying to figure that one out.
Well, see, I tend to lean towards Michigan State guys. That's why he was such an exception. Because I always say the Michigan State guys they come from programs that understand how to win. And so even though, you know, Izzo didn't use him maybe to the best of his capacity, I have a hard time. Like, I still should have been like, yeah, but Izzo still wanted him.
Right.
And that's a good quality. Because you look at some of the players that have come out of Michigan State, Draymond Green, Gary Harris, these kind of guys, like, they're guys that know how to contribute to winning on both ends of the floor. And that's a really big deal in the modern NBA.
Jermichael Green obviously is out with a broken jaw. You know, Jaren was still playing starters type minutes, even with Jermichael as a starter. But what do you think the Grizzlies should do, you know, with the fact that Jaren has been thriving when he's on the floor, of course, in the absence of Jermichael? What do you think they should do when Jermichael comes back eventually?
Test the trade market is honestly what I would start looking to do. You know, they poisoned the water, I think, a little bit with how they approached the contract negotiations with Jermichael a year and a half ago. So I don't know that he's got a long-term future there. And he's a stretch four that can defend. And in the Eastern Conference, that's hugely valuable. There's a bunch of teams looking for that kind of guy to fill a slot. And you want to clear some more minutes for Jackson. And I think that you want to maybe look at if you can add another shooter, if you can add another weapon, if you can add another wing guy. Those kind of things I think are important. So to at least be open to, because the three rotation is a little, it's a little shaky. So I think probably looking for a trade, but you know, if not, I think Jermichael can still come in and be confident that bench unit can use a guy that moves the ball well, which I think he sometimes can. I think he's still going to be valuable, but I would definitely be in for, I just don't know. Like, I'm usually all in favor of taking it slow with rookies, but to me, Jackson's proven enough to say, look, you need to absolutely crush with your starting unit. Like, you need to be great. You need as much firepower as you can get with your starting unit, and Jackson is a huge weapon. So that's why I would probably keep him in the starting lineup.
We are, of course, talking to Matt Moore, covers the NBA for the Action Network. You wake up and you look at the Western Conference standings right now. Certainly very interesting. On the outside looking in are the Jazz, the Lakers, the Pelicans, and the Rockets. Of those four teams, how many do you think – ultimately get in?
This is what's tough. I think the Pelicans get in. I think Anthony Davis and they'll start to click. They looked really good early. Davis's injury kind of messed with their rhythm, and they hit a rough spot in the schedule. I think the Lakers get in because I just believe that LeBron making the playoffs is an immutable law of the universe. I think Houston gets in because I think that they're a really – I just think they have too much. Like, when you see lots of games with them, when Capella, Paul, and Harden play, they are just going to eat up so many mediocre and bad teams that they'll be able to get in. The Jazz are one I really don't know about yet. I have so many questions about how their team is constructed with both the Nuggets and the Grizzlies just said to Rubio in the second half of those games, do whatever you want. We're taking away Gobert, and we're taking away Ingles. Good luck scoring. And if Donovan Mitchell isn't great, I don't know how many chances they're going to have to win against average-level competition. They got a good win last night. So the Jazz, I think, are the team that I may be most concerned about. But they'll probably go on a stretch where they win a bunch of games because their defense really is great. Mm-hmm.
Right. Matt, we appreciate the time,
Thank
as always,
you for this, man.
Thanks, as
great
always.
Stuff.
Anytime, guys. Thanks so much.
Yep, he is Matt Moore. Covers NBA for the Action Network. I really appreciate his answers. He's in the pews. Right, he's on his phone checking fantasy football.
I like that because I came and got in the pews today.
You did
with Bennett. And Bennett's up there preaching, and I'm listening to him now.
Bennett is up there drinking cyanide. I mean, that's how much he loves it.
Cyanide. Why it's got to be cyanide?
It's a cult. It's a cult. I mean, that's, yeah.
Why can't it just be a good church? The church of grit and grind that you tried to kill and burn down.
I want to be a member of that church.
He tried to burn you, Bennett. You're our pastor. John tried to burn the church down after game one.
The line you've taken, you can't just be a member. You got to be a founding father.
Bennett, John tried to burn the church down, get the insurance off the death and grit and grind.
Is that what I tried to do?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I tried to do.
Too soon, bro.
Way too soon.
I can't believe I fell into that
one
trap.
One game into the season.
Yeah. It's a long year, ladies and gentlemen. It's a long year.
Well, they're good defensively.
We're going to be at each other's throats again. Trust me. This is just the beginning. I mean, y'all heard Eric. Y'all heard how much it meant to Eric last night to get this win.
That felt like playoff hassle time.
That was like they had to win to get in.
Come on,
man.
Some of those calls. Was he spitting, Bennett? Because that's when it's playoff hassle time.
No spittle. But
okay.
Eric was into it last night.
That's good. That means you're into it. Sometimes I spit in this thing.
He gets me fired up when I'm sitting next to him during that broadcast. You're not supposed to cheer. You're supposed to kind of just be cool.
You can't cheer on press row.
No. What? Radio row, it's a little more lenient, but still, you're not supposed to cheer.
Y'all can lean back in your chairs and go, you don't like that call, but you can't. I mean,
Eric gets me fired up. I want to jump up out of my chair sometimes.
Yeah, what is it like being next to him for a game? Is it a roller coaster of emotions?
It just makes the game more fun.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm glad you
Unless we're losing bad.
I want to sit by Eric for a Grizz game and feel it.
He going to push
I can feel it through the radio. I want to sit beside him and see what it's like.
Yeah. I would like to do that as well. Maybe if we were the Grizzlies writers for The Athletic, maybe we could do that. Maybe we could do a day in the life of Hasseltine. But we're not Grizzlies writers for
The Athletic. A good life.
All right, we'll come back. Lots to come. Here on the Saturday. Jeff Cox is going to join us at 1:25. Fine. When we come back, I had mentioned that James Wiseman story. It's not a James Wiseman story.
Yeah, the story's not about James.
But he is mentioned. He is mentioned. It's the aspiring agent, Christian Dawkins. He had plans to pay. He was paying, and he had plans to pay a lot of players. James Wiseman's name was mentioned, as well as other Memphis targets. So we'll get into that when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
I'm a real person, real voice, and a real face. Even though you can't see it because, you know, radio invisibility. You know what else is super duper real? Geico Local Offices. A Geico local agent could tailor fit a policy to you, which could save you hundreds on your car insurance. All because Geico local agents keep it real, with real savings and real service. Really?
And there's more. A Geico local agent could help you with more than just auto policies, like motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance. Stop by or give them a call today.
Washing my nose, oh yeah.
I'm a shower curtain, and I do one thing. Keep water from leaking everywhere. So you see why I feel useless compared to Geico, who does so much more. Like, not only could Geico save you money, but they've been around for over 75 years. And they give you 24/7 access online, over the phone, or on the Geico app. And they've got a 97% customer satisfaction rating. They do all this while I have to listen to this chucklehead. Oh, good, he stopped.
Washing my toes!
Oh, great, an encore.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
I'm going to tell you a story about O'Call, but it's not going to be about an item of clothing. It's going to be about a woman named Gwen Cash. Cash grew up in Orange Mound and graduated from Melrose High, class of 1965. She's related to the great Ida B. Wells and was in the building when Martin Luther King Jr. gave his mountaintop speech. She got what was supposed to be a temporary job at O'Call 30 years ago as a gift wrapper during the holidays, and she's been there ever since. It's people like Cash who make O'Call what it is. You should ask her about picking out ties. She loves picking out ties, has an absolute gift for it. Customers will call her and tell her they need a suit, a shirt, and a tie, and she says she can't even recall a time the customer didn't love the first tie she picked. O'Call isn't just a store with beautiful clothes. It's a store with remarkable people who are invested, really invested, in finding the most beautiful clothes for you. People like Clay Tidwell, the legendary O'Call employee who passed away recently. So we're going to call Gwen Cash the inaugural Clay Tidwell Employee of the Month. In the immortal words of Clay himself, always look your best.
Partnerships can be a wonderful thing. Together, people can achieve things they never could alone. But sometimes good partnerships go bad. When that happens, people together achieve less than they could alone, or so they believe. Marriage is like that. But it's also much more than that. On the one hand, marriage is by far the most important partnership anyone will ever join. Everything people own or care about, even kids, become a sort of partnership property. On the other hand, marriage is also a lifetime commitment, for better or for worse. That makes marriage a unique partnership. Personal success is less important than partnership success. Unfortunately, the marital partnership is a fragile one. Only one partner's vote is necessary to destroy it. Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Our firm represents men whose partners have cast that vote.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Memphis attorneys. A partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. 6000 Poplar Avenue, Suite 225, Memphis, Tennessee, 38119.
Want to bet? Las Vegas is miles away. The all-new sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino are much closer. We're your 50-yard line behind home plate, center court ticket, to real odds, points, and over-unders. We've got all the action, the largest video screens, and the best prop bets in town. So come place your bets at the sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
Do you own or have you considered owning office, retail, warehouse properties, or apartments? If you answered yes, then I want to tell you about a unique chance to get more information on commercial real estate. This is Eric Hasseltine with the Memphis Grizzlies. On Thursday, November 29th in the Great Hall in Germantown, Albright Investments will host a seminar dedicated to commercial real estate ownership. Former Memphis Tiger John Albright has been in the commercial real estate business for over 30 years and has been involved in millions of dollars of commercial real estate transactions. Get your seat now by calling 901-758-2424 or visit AlbrightInvestments.com.
Hello, I'm Brett Clark, operating partner of Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. Being born and raised right here, I know there's more to Memphis than just our world-famous barbecue. That's why, in addition to our classic menu, Chef Craig Dorf created his Chef's Table. Enjoy dishes like filet mignon tacos, chili-rubbed redfish, or a 16-ounce dry-aged prime New York strip with herb butter. Visit FlemingsSteakhouse.com to make your reservation today, or call me at 901-761-6200. Fleming's Steakhouse, the modern evolution of the classic steakhouse.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. No matter where you happen to be in Memphis, you are probably near an O'Reilly Auto Parts. because they got locations all throughout the Memphis area. At O'Reilly Auto Parts, you are guaranteed to get everyday low prices on all the parts you need. Their guaranteed low prices ensure that you are always getting their best deal. In fact, they will match any local auto parts store's price on any like item. They've got the parts you need at prices you can be sure of at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices. Every day.
The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar on Highland is Memphis' hottest new spot for great plate lunches. Take a look at the menu and specials anytime at thebluffmemphis.com. Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wayne Group. Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Commercial fleet salesman is going on right now over at Commercial Equipment Company. Make sure you get on over there, 5520 Shelby Oaks Drive. Throughout the entire month of October, all commercial and past October, let's make it November, all commercial Gravely lawnmowers, including all walk behind, zero turn, and stand on mowers, they are on sale.
Get over there right now because you'll get 0% financing for up to 48 months on selected models. It's a Gravely commercial fleet sales event still going on at Commercial Equipment. They're located at 5520 Shelby Oaks Drive. That's easy to get to. It's just south of Summer. It's right across Summer, as a matter of fact, from Putt-Putt. You guys know where that's at. You can call them up too at 901-275-8177. Again, that number, 275-8177. I got leaves all over my front backyard, John. They got any blowers?
They got blowers, $50 off the most powerful Red Max backpack blowers on the mortgage. Just stop by, see Jose. He's going to help you pick out the one best for you.
Right.
Or give him a call. All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. The Cog Dog, who you just heard over the break, talking about ties. Remind me a little bit of Jim Nance. I feel like he's going to award me with a tie. Would you like my tie?
He has raised the bar.
We're going to talk to Jeff Calkins at 1:25 about the Grizzlies, about the Tigers, whatever else.
I want to talk to him about Gwen.
Yeah, Gwen, absolutely, absolutely. So that's all going to take place at 1:25. But there's an interesting story over at ESPN.com by Mark Schlabaugh about Christian Dawkins. Christian Dawkins, of course, was a key figure in the corruption case, right, that the government built against college basketball and college basketball programs, namely, you know, the Louisvilles, the Kansases, those types of schools. He was an aspiring agent, and there is a report from ESPN that he proposed making payments to lots of dudes, lots and lots of dudes. And listen, if you're an agent, that's the game. Like, he wasn't doing anything that agents don't normally do anyway. It's just, you know, it doesn't get out. What you do as an agent is, to get the business, to get the clientele, you front. You advance. Mm-hmm. You put the guys on a per diem almost.
I saw he got game. I know what they did. Yeah. They gave Jesus the money early.
Exactly. You say, all right, listen, I'm gonna give you X amount of money a month. I'm going to give you X. You know, that's what happens.
Sometimes they use the girlfriends, don't they, John?
So I don't know if they use the girlfriend. Was that in He Got Game?
Yes. You didn't see He Got Game? Denzel Washington?
I don't think I've seen
it. Freaking Ray Allen and Jesus Shuttlesworth?
Are you joking, John? You need to watch that this weekend.
You're going to need to get that one in your arsenal.
Dude, what year was that? Like 99 or 91 or something like that?
Dude, that is like, that's probably the best basketball movie ever. Dude, it's top three.
98.
Rick Fox takes Jesus Shuttlesworth. He's his host on the official visit. John, you have to see it.
Yeah, I was 7 when this movie was released. Why would I have seen it?
No, of course you wouldn't have.
Yeah.
We're going to get you to the level. Movies like that you missed, I'm here to tell you about Fire in the Sky, this one.
If it ain't on Netflix, how you want me to go to Blockbuster and rent them? I don't know what you want me to do.
So you wouldn't know about it unless we told you. That's the point of this. We're probably just telling you it's one you want to go catch.
Yeah, you could probably buy it like on Apple TV, or do you have Apple TV?
Oh, so now I have to buy it?
Yeah.
I'm not buying it.
It's worth it.
No, it's not. It's not worth buying.
It kind of is, but okay.
I don't think I have a copy of it. I'll buy it and you can borrow it.
Would you, you buy it?
I don't need to buy it because I've seen it.
Would you buy it if you had not seen it?
But you don't need to buy things at today's age. Like, you can just pull them off. I'm sure the whole movie's on YouTube, literally. Like, they got whole things on YouTube.
That is illegal.
Anyway, Christian Dawkins was not in it. He got game. All right? So, no more. No more. But a few details from this proposal that Christian Dawkins, the aspiring agent, had. Providing Alabama star Colin Sexton $1,500
a month
from September 2017 until April 2018, plus $23,000 in travel expenses for his family. His brother, Jordan Sexton, was also going to receive a four-year contract from the company worth a total of $170,000. Not quite Derrick Rose money, but still, $170,000 is $170,000. And then the back end of that was going to be, we will receive 3% on team contract, 20% on marketing deals, 5% on accounting work, 5% of investment work. So that's how the business goes, right? There's some other college basketball players that were mentioned in here that are now obviously moving on or have moved on from college basketball. But what you care about is the future. It wasn't just current college players that Dawkins was worried about, right?
Saw some 2019 prospects.
There were 2019 and 2020 prospects,
Dawkins,
Jason.
Dawkins was working.
He was working.
All right.
And one of them was James Wiseman. And this is from the ESPN. And I want to be very careful here. I've already gotten warnings, Jason. I want to be very careful about what we say next.
Careful.
But I'm just going to read from the story. That way there is no room for interpretation. Dawkins didn't only have his eyes on current college players. He also planned to recruit many of the country's best high school prospects, including center James Wiseman of Memphis, the number one player in the 2019 ESPN 100. Dawkins recommended paying Wiseman $3,000 per month from October 2018 until October 2019, then $4,000 a month from October 2019 until April 2020. Now, again, this is just a recommendation. No evidence it actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
This is just something that was uncovered in the proposals. Dawkins also planned to recruit Kentucky point guard Ashton Hagans, who reclassified the 2018. They were going to pay him $2,000 a month and then $3,000 a month after that. Also, R.J. Hampton mentioned. We had the Hampton family in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Dawkins endorsed even higher payments for R.J. Hampton. He said Hampton is a potential superstar and a game changer and wanted to pay him $4,000 and then $5,000 after that. For his part, Roderick Hampton, RJ's dad, said he has never met Christian Dawkins. Mm-hmm. So, again, this all sounds like a plan that Christian Dawkins had, one that it looks like he never got around to executing.
Don't they have him on the phone with Kansas's assistant?
Yep. Townsend.
With Will Wade?
Yep.
Is Penny on anybody's phone?
I believe he is not.
Is James Wiseman on anybody's phone?
I believe he's not.
Benny, you need to be hidden. Next story on this.
Yeah, I mean, I agree.
Next story.
No, here's the deal.
I don't disagree with you at all.
What have we found out? I mean, Brian Bowen was $100,000. John, what was he, top 25? He wasn't even top 10, right? The Bowen kid at Louisville? John, listen to me. Was he top 25?
Which one?
Brian Bowen.
Oh, he was just outside.
He was not top 10 is my point.
No, he was definitely not.
If you think that this ain't going on with all the top 10 guys like this coming up with plans, how do I get to this dude?
Yep, that's how you do it.
That's what we found out from this federal trial. This is everywhere. And it goes a little bit further down than I think we thought. It goes to guys that are, you know, like in Bowen's case, that aren't even in the top 10. They're pulling 100. So if this goes on all the, and I'll bet you there's a bunch of Dawkins out there that got a bunch of books with a bunch of plans to go get James Wiseman and Hampton and everybody else. Right, this is what happens. But John, until you give me a phone conversation, somebody on some wiretaps, brother, that may be.
Oh, who is it?
Oh, there you're calling.
Who is it?
I need to hear somebody on some wiretaps before I'm gonna put any stock in this thing.
Is that the FBI?
No, it was.
We got a break.
No.
Do you know who's FBI's calling? You?
No, I don't. I don't have any clue. John, do the same thing when people try to call you. Oh, you during the show, you push the off button.
Well, I'm just saying it. It's just a coinky dink.
It's Christian Dawkins.
Who
I'm not getting on the phone with because you know that dang thing is hot.
Just be careful about what you say. Be careful about what
you
say.
You on a wire? Yes. Not picking that phone up. I got to recognize you. You got to be in my five before I'm picking up.
But yes, that's the story. It feels like much ado about nothing. I mean, college players are allowed to have agents now. That was something that they passed, legislation that they passed in August of this year. You can now have an agent after, yeah, I mean, after
the,
you know.
The system, it's screwed up, right? And that's what we found out. And even, you know, this NCAA knows it. They know it's screwed up. And so fix it, and then this stuff is nothing, right?
Right.
This stuff is nothing.
I agree with you. I agree with you completely. Not going to change the recruitment or the college eligibility of James Wiseman just because some guy wants to pay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.